Thanks so much for that introduction, and it's really a pleasure and privilege to be here this morning. I am new as a speaker, presenter to the Peace Caucus, so this is really exciting for me. So I'm going to talk about actually a student exchange program that I became involved with actually last year about this time. And I want to acknowledge my colleagues in this endeavor. All, with the exception of Roni Strier, the other four of us are at the University of Maryland in Baltimore across several professional schools. Roni's in the School of Social Welfare at Haifa University, which is where the exchange took place. And really importantly, to set the context for this, they were looking for, this was an interprofessional student exchange, and so they were looking for someone from the School of Nursing to join this group. And so I came to the group very late, literally, about the time I was buying my ticket. So it was really Corey Steima and Roni Strier that created this course through, you know, their particular perspective on social justice. So quickly, I'm going to move through these quickly just because we never have much time here at APHA, but this is what I plan to cover in the next 15 minutes. My presenter disclosure slide is at the end, so I put it here to just make sure that I make the statement that I have no relationships to disclose. This, as I said earlier, it was a student-faculty exchange between the University of Maryland, Baltimore, and Haifa University, and is often the case, it came to be because of relationships between faculty at the two institutions, and at the University of Maryland, Baltimore, we have a new president who's very interested in interprofessional education and some global health, and so, you know, the stars were sort of aligned for this trip to occur last January. The focus was on social justice, and it wasn't intended to be a study of the politics in the Middle East, and that was sort of made clear to me in the get-go, and I sort of struggled with that and continue to struggle with it. What I'm going to share with you are some student reflections on the course and also some reflections based on the 5 days that I spent in the West Bank following the formal course on my own. I've mentioned most of this. The course was offered last January. We are taking a group of students back this January. There was a combination of 23 students from the two universities. Haifa University students were all enrolled in the School of Social Work Welfare, and the University of Maryland students were a combination of social work, law, and nursing. Here's a little bit about the student demographics. Fortunately, we had some diversity across the two student bodies in terms of race, ethnicity. And as it turned out, this really lent itself to, you know, much deeper reflection, having two African-American students from Baltimore and then obviously two Arab students from Haifa really enriched the experience. The course was designed to be very experiential learning, and there were a number of different techniques that we used to explore the concept of social justice in our two countries. And these were some of the activities. I'm going to be focusing mostly on the tool of photo voice, which I'll say a little bit more of in a moment, and less about the others, just in the interest of time. But we did do a number of tours to community centers that Haifa University was involved in, and also we did some historical but very political tours in Haifa, Jerusalem, and Akko, and actually our colleague at Haifa University selected very, you know, history majors and tourism majors to do these tours, and I think it was very eye-opening for the Haifa students in particular, because they were seeing and hearing a side of history and the culture that they hadn't heard before. It was actually quite controversial. So Photo Voice, I'm not sure how many of you are familiar with it, but it's a technique that is been used for a number of decades now to really engage the participants in the research in data collection and interpretation. So, we found that it was a useful tool, again, across cultures, because the Haifa students, for the most part, spoke some English. Most of us couldn't communicate with them in Hebrew. And so the use of photography and theater allowed us to communicate in deeper ways. So, and we adapted this technique of photo voice, where actually the students had the cameras and they took photos that represented to them the concepts of justice and injustice, and they did this work in advance of actually traveling to Israel, and they were paired up with students from Haifa in advance of meeting in person and exchanged these photographs, and then when they got together they spent time taking additional photographs and then putting together a presentation about the joint combined concept of justice and injustice. So this is, I'm going to just show you a couple of individual slides that came from the student presentations. They were all assigned to come up with a theme for their overall presentation. This group of students, their theme was from the outside looking in, and I'm not going to read this legend here, but this is an example of the use of photo voice. Here's actually a pretty dramatic photo that was taken by students, obviously in Baltimore, before departing for Israel, and it made its way into the joint final presentation with this narrative. And then the third one I wanted to show you, this was yet from another group of students, and you know, reflected what is so prominent in Israel and Jerusalem in particular in terms of the three religions coming together and not coming together. And this student, Erin Troxel, her actually dad had died the previous month, and so it was not clear if she was going to join us on the trip, and she did and found it very therapeutic. And her group of students actually went to the beach, and this is a photo of her honoring her father, and the theme again was how, you know, we're divided over so many of these political issues, but there is obviously complete commonality when it comes to death. So in the interest of time, I'm going to skip over the use of theater of the press. There's a photo of the students using those techniques. I mentioned that we did these tours of various cities. I selected this slide because the one area that we visited in the Old City in Jerusalem was the Arab Quarter, and again, it was very interesting, the discussion with some of the students, and several of the Jewish students from Haifa had never set foot in the Arab Quarter, and the guide was challenging them on that, and you know, to just hear the fear that has been instilled in the minds and hearts of these individuals around, you know, the risk, which, again, the tour guide, you know, really challenged the students to, you know, where is the data on, you know, the last Israeli that was killed in the Arab Quarter, and they had a bunch of misinformation. But then, actually, in visiting the Western Wall was not part of the itinerary, and all of the students insisted that they go there, and in fact, went lunch to do that. And, you know, again, just an example of everybody coming together across these cultures and countries. Now I just wanted to transition to the post-course travel that I did on my own. Actually, one student accompanied me for some of this, and she had made these plans on her own. And because I'm interested in occupational safety and health, I connected with a foundation that is located in Bethlehem, and then they took me out to some to see some occupational sites, and also got to Hebron. Okay, so this is, I just had, you know, this most fabulous 5 days in the West Bank, and this is some incredible work that this foundation is doing, where they employ a number of West Bank residents in a call center. So they contract with different corporations, and so got the spend a little bit of time up there talking about ergonomic issues, etc. Then they also took me out to another site that they work with. This is, they employ locals to build, drill residential wells, and this led to the whole conversation about, you know, the fact that in parts of the in all of Palestine, obviously, they don't have access to water. And so because this is Area A, they're able actually to drill their own wells. But apparently in B and C, they aren't. Sort of my reflections, student reflections, is we all came to this experience with many individual biases, and we found that really this immersion experience helped us to moderate those, perhaps. Again, I can't say enough about the fact that we had these cross-cultural students to really initiate and then make our way through some difficult conversations. Was completely struck by, again, this issue of fear. And I must say, I came away from it appreciating that what goes on in the Middle East is so much more complex than, you know, any of us could ever appreciate. So this was one of my hosts, and so this is sort of my image of injustice. So, you know, it's amazing. And then just a couple of other photos about, you know, fear, and there you recognize the wall, but also this sign, you know, forbidding Israelis to enter into these areas because it's dangerous to their life. So as I said, we're going to take another group of students over in January. The focus is actually going to be much more on health, and I know there's a session tomorrow about using health to address issues of peace, and we are going to integrate a lot more about health and injustice. And in fact, we're going to use two case studies, one being what the Gaza situation and the other one, Ferguson, Missouri, to juxtaposition those two. I had hoped to actually do to invite students to go to the West Bank at the end of the trip, like I did on my own last year, and that's not going to work out this year, but hopefully it will be in the future, an option. So thanks much for your attention.